Jared Morris is a musician. He's my producer. Why is plagiarism important? I mean, people have been sued and lost plagiarism cases. I guess probably one of the more famous ones would be when the Chiffons sued. Wasn't it the Chiffons sued George Harrison over "My Sweet Lord"? Do lang, do lang, do lang, and they won. They won that case.
Yes.
And there have been several others. Whether consciously or unconsciously, you can't rip somebody else's song and call it your own. And you're really big on that, right?
Yeah, I don't know why. I guess I'm just huge on originality. It's so easy to write a hit song or to take a song off of somebody else and claim it as your own. But it's the same as if you would rewrite Moby Dick, you know, another story about a whale.
Just change the names.
Yeah, I mean, it's using the same words almost, you know.
All right. We report, you decide, is the mantra of Fox News, but I'm stealing it, speaking of plagiarism.
Yeah.
On this case, we report, you decide. There are two songs you may or may not be familiar with. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Hot Rock Band, have a song out called, what is it called, Danny California?
Danny California.
Danny
new
California.
Song, brand new.
That's D-A-N-I, not to be confused with Danny Gaffney. Danny California. If you've heard it, Jared is making the claim or the observation that it's a hit song for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and it's no wonder because it's a direct rip of a previous hit song by Tom Petty, Mary Jane's Last Dance.
This isn't as frivolous as my last one.
Which was the local band ripping off Dave Dudley.
Right, that was just me being bitter, I think. This is legit.
Okay, this one's legit, and you decide if it's legit. Mary Lou, we're going to play the audio cuts. Here we go. Here
yeah.
we go. 1993, Tom Petty had a hit song, Mary Jane's Last Dance. You're telling me, Jared, the chord progression in that song is what?
It's A minor to G, A minor 7, G, and then D.
The chord progression on Danny California is what?
A minor G, and then there's a mode of D in there too, A minor G.
So it's the same chord progression.
Look, it's the same chord progression, and it's also the same rhythm and same very close melody. My mom's the one that pointed it out to me, Dan. She said, listen to this, when they were on Saturday Night Live, and I just happened to have my guitar with me at the time.
Right.
And I started playing along, and boy howdy, it was the same.
All right. First of all, I am going to play these individually. All right. And then here is the Tom Petty instrumental. Now you recognize the song. All right, that's the Tom Petty instrumental. Here's the Red Hot Chili Pepper instrumental. Wow. Now here's both instrumental, the Tom Petty and Red Hot Chili Pepper, played at the same time.
Exactly mixed together, yeah.
What's that?
Is it mixed together at the same time?
Here it is. Whoa.
I mean, even the drum beats match up.
What's that?
Even the drum and the bass matches up.
Unbelievable. Here's the Tom Petty lyric medley. She grew up in Indiana town, had a good-looking mom. She never was around, but she grew up tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night. Here's Red Hot Chili Peppers' lyrical melody. Getting born in the state of Mississippi, Papa was a copper and a mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was swinging a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you break the panorama. They even mention a town. Like he said, Alabama, they said Mississippi.
And then they mention his mama. They both mention her mama. And they're both about a girl who was on the wrong side of the tracks.
And here's both mixed together, the lyrics mixed together, right? A little more train wrecky.
Right.
Because you got two voices going.
Right.
All right, again, listen to this as you call it a horrifying truth that the Red Hot Chili Peppers have ripped off Tom Petty.
It's yellow journalism at its best.
You're going to hear the Tom Petty instrumental, followed by the Red Hot Chili Peppers instrumental, then the most damning thing, both mixed together, then the Tom Petty lyrics, then the Chili Peppers lyrics, and then the whole thing.
Let me clarify that it's not. I don't think the melody is an exact ripoff of the vocal melody. The melody's close, but it's the music is the exact same. There's no denying that the music is the exact same, and the lyrical themes are the same.
All right. Here are the different samples all put together. We report, you decide, since we're ripping people off today, I'm jumping on the bandwagon. We report, you decide at 945-9292. All the clips together. That's it right there. That's it. It's the same. She grew up in an Indiana town, had a groovy mama. She never was around, but she grew up tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night. Getting born in the state of Mississippi, Papa was a copper and a mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was swinging a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you pick the panorama. It's unbelievable. All right. Good morning. You're on the talk at Delmarva.
I could not resist this, Dan. My goodness. Why didn't they just all team up and just make the song and get one check? Dan.
What's that?
I play music myself. I play guitar. And when I heard those two cuts, I was going like, oh, please. Those are the exact chords, the exact pitch, almost the same harmony. Good God, man.
Guilty!
That's right.
Guilty! Guilty! Get my Dick Moots gavel.
Totally guilty.
All right. Thanks, Ivory. Thanks for calling. Hey, you're on WGMD. Good morning.
Well, they saved a lot of money on the band because all they had to do was record the music there and just do the lyrics. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So you also agree.
Yeah,
I got my Dick Moots gavel.
Hey, how about your mystery laugh?
All right, mystery laugh is worth $730. If you know who this famous female celebrity is, brought to you by Flex Carpet, Selbyville, Delaware. Go ahead, please.
How about B. Arthur?
B. Arthur is not right. Thank you very much. 945-9292, the telephone number. Anyone else agree, disagree? I mean, is it a consensus of two callers? That's
I'll
enough.
What, the people on the Tom Petty message board where I also posted it, some of their responses were, oh my God, I can't believe it. When's Tom Petty going to sue?
So, all right, you're on WGMD. Good morning.
That's exactly the same song, but with different words.
Exactly the same song.
I mean, when you play both of them together, just the instrumental, it's no doubting. That's exactly the same song.
Yeah, here it is. Here are the two instrumentals together. This is the most damning clip. That's two different songs played on top of each other. And you can't even tell. It just sounds like more instruments.
That is unbelievable. And the Chili Peppers don't put anything on there, like thanking Tom Petty for the music.
Yeah. You know, when you first hear as Jared says, when you first hear the Red Hot Chili Peppers, you go, man, that's a natural hit. Well, no wonder. It was already a hit in 1993.
Exactly. Mystery laugh.
Guilty.
Haha.
Who is it?
Is it Alexis Arquette?
Alexis Arquette is not right. I do appreciate your call and your vote this morning. Good morning. You're on the WGMD Dan Gaffney program.
Yeah, good morning, Dan. It seems like a three-chord progression where like country western songs, they just play three chords and they put the lyrics to it and the same thing. And also, I wanted to guess the mystery laugh.
All right. Well, what is it you're saying exactly, sir? It's
well,
not
like
a rip?
Like a three. Guy, he would know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're saying. You're talking about like a blues. Yeah, but it's not a
like
blues progression.
Blues progression.
It's not a blues progression of 1-4-5, though. It's not a common progression.
It's not 1-4-5. No, I know
this
that.
This is 1,
I mean,
what, 1-7-4? It's not a common progression.
Yeah. Well, I thought maybe, you know.
So he's saying,
is that a rock progression?
Have you ever heard any other songs that sound like that besides those two?
Not really, no. Yeah,
right, there you go. Yeah. So it sounds like guilty as charged. Now what we're going to do is take this podcast of the show and distribute it to all Tom Petty fans on the Tom Petty website and to the Red Hot Chili Pepper fans to see how they feel about liking a band that's ripping off another hit. And then we'll let the world decide on the internet.
I also have Tom Petty's manager's contact information. I'll send him over a copy, too.
You're on WGMD. Good morning.
Yeah, I believe that's the same song.
Yes, sir. Another voice heard from. Hi, it's the same song. Good morning, you're on WGMD.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's the timeline after somebody makes a song? Isn't there like a 10 or 12 year and then
70.
They can use it over again, but they can basically...
Yeah, it's like 70 years.
Yeah, that's Tom Petty songs. It's not been on the charts for a while, but not nowhere near 70 years.
Yeah, I figured that, but yeah, you're right. It's exactly the same. I said that the damning evidence is when you play them simultaneously.
Right, and listen to these similar lyrics, just in case you want to know. She grew up in an Indiana town, had a good-looking mama who never was around.
Tom Petty.
Now the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Getting born in the state of Mississippi, Papa was a copper and Mama was a hippie. So they're both about being born somewhere and Mama.
Right. Come on now.
Very interesting.
Too bad. So I like the song.
Hi, you're on WGMD. Good morning.
Hey, I got cut off by a cell phone. I was just on there.
Yeah, and you voted that it was direct plagiarism.
Exactly.
Is that what you call it when you rip off music, plagiarism?
I think so. I think that's what the word would be.
All right. So what do you want to guess the mystery laugh?
Fran Dresser.
Ha-ha. Nope. So sorry. You're on the air. Thanks for calling the Dan Gaffney program.
Morning, Dan.
Hi.
Is it me, or do both of those songs kind of sound like Lynyrd Skynyrd's Sweet Home Alabama?
I think it's you, sir, because we're all looking at you with disgust.
Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
No, not, you know, I'm kidding, right?
Yeah.
Right?
I think Lynyrd Skynyrd's song is A minor, C, and G. So there's
all right. Hi, WGMD. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Now, as I was in the shower listening to this, I was singing the lyrics to both songs in my head, and you're absolutely right. I mean, you couldn't be, you know, more correct. I just want to know, and I'd like to guess the last two, what percentage cut Jared's going to get from this. And before I would, you know, send anything off to Tom Petty's manager, I would make sure that I had that in my own contract.
Ah, I see. In other words, a little kickback gift when you sue the Chili Peppers for millions.
Sure.
I just want the notoriety. I just want to be known as the one who broke the story. That's
as
all.
As the stool pigeon.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Hey, is it RuPaul?
Stool pigeon.
The guy.
Evan, you turn.
Hey, a stool pigeon over here.
Yeah. I had a bloopers record when I was a kid, and you know the phrase, some dirty stool pigeon squealed on me, right? So
rat.
He got it backwards in the old radio play. He goes, some dirty squeal pigeon stooled on me.
Ooh.
I remember that as a kid on a bloopers record. Kermit Schaefer blooper record.